I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. The good work of Habitat for Humanity can be traced back to a progressive religious leader born on this day in 1912. Clarence Jerdon was born in Tarleton. After studying agriculture at the University of Georgia, he became an ordained Baptist minister. Believing God regarded people of all races as equals, Jerdon combined his agricultural training and his ministry to establish Quantinia Farm, an interracial Christian community in Sumter County. Blacks and whites worked the land as equals and pooled their resources into a common treasury. White locals disliked this race-mixing commune. The farm became the target of violence, intimidation, and even legal prosecution. Quantinia barely survived, but in 1968, with the help of Millard Fuller, the farm became Quantinia Partners and started a low-cost housing program that eventually became Habitat for Humanity. The religious visionary who created a colorblind Christian community in southwest Georgia was born on July 29, 1912, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.